Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
You're listening to the man whose mother still thinks he should try to get a real job.
Dear folks, I got this great job in a gas station. I don't want to say how much I'm getting, but let's just say it's a lot. I'm enclosing $2.
That's a good boy.
Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for being part of my day. My pleasure to continue to be with you. We're about to have a great visit, I promise you, with our good friend Barbara Weltman. Barbara is an original member of our Brain Trust. We've already had her 13th anniversary with her. She is the publisher of Big Ideas for Small Business. She's the editor of all the J.K. Lasser's, author, I should say, of all the J.K. Lasser's guides to taxes, small business taxes. Since I'm on the road, I don't have all her books in front of me, but there's a bunch of them. Just look for Barbara Weltman and J.K. Lasser, and you'll find all those, all the 2011, 2010 Small Business Taxes Made Easy, et cetera, et cetera. And she's got her own radio show, which I've been on, and it's a lot of fun. She's our good friend, Barbara Weltman. Welcome back to the show.
Thanks for having me.
It's good to have you back, as always. It was fun to being on your radio show the other day. Thanks for inviting me.
Oh, it's my pleasure. I'm having so much fun with that.
I know. Radio is fun. Hey, Barbara, something happened yesterday. We got something new yesterday out of the government. Tell the audience about it.
Well, yesterday, Senator Kyle and some others introduced a new bill in Congress called the Small Business Health Relief Act. And the bill was endorsed by the NFIB, and it's sure to get some good attention. And let's hope that it makes some movement in Congress. What the bill
Small Business Health Care Relief Act.
Health Relief Act. Health Relief Act.
Okay. All right. Go ahead.
And what it would do is a number of things. One is it would give parity to small businesses, self-employed Americans, to allow them to deduct the health insurance costs in the same way that corporations do.
And unions.
Right. Yeah, in other words, take it as a business deduction so that you don't wind up paying self-employment tax on it.
Right, right.
That's a big deal.
How preposterous is it that we haven't had this all along?
Well, you know, all along we had it even worse. If you think back just a few years ago, you couldn't even deduct it as an above-the-line deduction.
Right.
So it's been a very long road in convincing Congress that self-employed people should be treated like any other business.
Self-employed people, meaning people who aren't C corporations, anybody who didn't have a corporation, if they were sole proprietors, especially, right? LLCs,
right? Exactly. Yeah, and think about what that cost is. The cost is over 15% of your premiums cost
because of the withholding,
additional self-employment tax.
Right, exactly. So what else is in the bill?
Well, it would repeal the employer mandate to pay for coverage.
You mean in the new law, in the new tax bill, in the new health care bill?
Yep.
Wow.
It would get rid of the additional tax that's being put on health insurers, which many expect will just push up the cost of the premium. So,
wow. This is another taking another piece out of Obamacare, isn't it?
Yeah, this is a substantial bite if it works. I mean, this is a substantial bite. It would also repeal the restrictions that are now being placed on flexible spending accounts.
Tell us about that.
Well, right now, companies set the limits on what they can allow employees to put into their FSAs.
Right, the health savings accounts.
Right. But starting, I believe it's next year, it could be 2013, it's either next year or 2013, the account can't be more than $2,500.
Right.
Which is a substantial limit that many people are not happy about.
Right.
So it would just go back to the pre-Obamacare
right.
rules, and that was
right.
very favorable.
That's good news.
So I think altogether these proposed changes would be really, really favorable to small business owners. The one thing that really troubles me about all of this, and people are not really paying close attention, is the fact that there are two tremendously burdensome tax rules that are going to take effect in 2013.
And when we come back, I want you to tell us about that. But tell us, the number of the bill?
No, it doesn't have a number yet. I just
and it's in the Senate?
It was put into the Senate by John Kyle of Arizona.
Right. Of Arizona,
and
right.
it's called Small Business Health Relief Act. It doesn't have an S number yet.
Start asking about that. Start looking for that, folks. We got to make sure that gets passed. That's just, you know what, folks? It's just common sense. We'll come back. We're going to talk about those things that Barbara warned us about after these messages. 20 Tales. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.